the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we'll start the Arabic recording. Okay. Now, inshallah, page 35. Okay, we will read, you know, the fih and the qaf vocabulary together. Fawq. Let us repeat together. Fawq.
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 Qasr.
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 If you can read with me the next one. We didn't have the ayn yet, so forget about the number 3. Number 4, forget about number 4. Okay, or number 4. Move to number 5. Kafur.
Kafur.
Look to my mouth, sister. Kafur.
Kafur.
Okay. Next. Kafir.
Kafir.
Okay. Next. كفروا
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 next رزق
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 next رزق رزق
رزق
رزق رزق the most important for me is the رزق Razaqu. Very good. Let us stop here because Ayn will be, you know, in many words. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will have today the letter Ayn and the letter Ghin. Okay? First, we have to know Ayn and Ghin are one family because Ayn and Ghin are similar in the way you write. Okay? It is a small, half a circle like this small one, then a big one. Okay, this is the ayn. And the ghin is the same with a dot. So why they are one family? Because the way we write these letters are the same. Okay? When you will write it at the beginning, as we mentioned, you will remove the big half a circle or the big curve, two curves, small one and big one. Okay? So you will remove the big one and you will make it a line. This is the ayn. Okay? And this is the ghin. Small curve and straight line.
What is that?
Ayn and Ghin. Ghin. Yes, I will clarify to you now. These are two letters. Okay? Okay. Ayn, the first one, it is called the Ayn. The name is Ayn. The most important is how to pronounce it. Now I will show you how to pronounce. Okay? So now this is the letter Ayn. Okay. Now if I want to pronounce the letter Ayn, it is like the letter Ha. Okay? With the back of your tongue pressed, okay, pressing the upper throat. How? Now I want to teach you, then we will check it together. Ghin is easy. The letter ghin, let us finish the ghin first. The other one, this is called the ayn, and this is called the ghin. What is the difference? To make it easy, this is the easy one. Why this is the easy one? Because when you will have some, you know, when you have sore throat, and you have a fluid and you are doing this is the ghin. This is the ghin. Okay? Gargling. The similar the sound of gargling.
Can you pronounce it one more time?
Ghin?
Ghin?
No, I will tell you. When you say in the Quran, just a minute. I like the sound of gargling, you know? You do. So in the Quran it is the word ghaib. Okay, when I tell you, sister, please read for me this word from the Quran. Ghaib. Ghaib. You see this? How I make it? Ghaib. Who can pronounce it like me? Ghaib. Okay, so it will be ghaib. Pressurize on ghaib. 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 Ghaib.
Ghaib.
Ghaib. Ghaib. You see how I ghaib. Ghaib. I want you to make like this. As if you have a fluid inside and you are like this. Okay? This is the gha. Okay? This is the gha. Okay. This is not the problem. The problem is the ayn. This is the easy one. You will read it by time. Yes. Like what?
Gha.
Gha. Gha.
Gha.
Just listen to me, okay? I tell you one thing. When you... Ghaib. 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 Inshallah, while we are reading, it will come. And the letter ghaib is not so... The most common is the ayn. So I want, inshallah, to concentrate on the ayn. Okay, ayn. On the ayn. Okay. Now I want you to get, please, page number 32. And to read with me now how we will pronounce the ayn with fatha, dhamma, and kasra. This is the most important. Because you will see how many vocabulary words we will have it just today from the ayn. And you know in the Quran, Abdullah, Abid, Ya'bud, Al-Ibada, all of this is ayn. You see, so this is the ayn. The ayn is the, yes. I will show it to you now, inshallah, in the Quran also. So now I want you please to get page 32. Okay, and we will read together now. Ayn. This is the ayn with fatha. This in page 32 correct, inshallah it will be easy for you. So now, this is the ayn with the fatha. It will be, look to me sister,
aye.
I want you to listen to your sound, okay, to your voice. Aye. It is not a, it is aye. I can tell you one thing.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Aye. There is no A at the beginning. Okay. There is a Aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Not A. You put A before the Aye. No, I want you to say Aye.
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 Okay. One by one.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
You have Balqis eye. Balqis is very intelligent. She's looking down so that I will not see her mouth. Eye. 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 Okay.
Eye.
Eye.
It is the same.
Eye.
Okay. But this is eye. Okay. Please read with me. Eye. Eye.
Eye.
Eye.
Aye.
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 Ooh.
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 Not ooh. Not ow. Ooh.
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 Aye.
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 Aye. Again. Aye.
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 Aye. Not a. Aye.
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 Ew.
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 Ew. Not o. Ew. Aye.
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 It will be with the Quran, inshallah. Gha.
Gha.
Gha, this is the gha, 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 gha,
gha,
gha, gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha,
gha.
Okay, now let us move to page 34. Okay, in page 34, I will start, you know, we will start now to learn how to read. Okay. But actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will teach you the word from the notebook, okay? Then I want you to read from the Quran, so that inshallah you will start to feel the difference. You know, I want to know how you read the letter Ayn from the Quran. This is very good. Now I will ask you a question. All of you know قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Surah قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Okay. Okay. So now we will read together, Surah قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Did you memorize it? Memorize it. Okay, from the memory. I want you to read for me. I will ask you about, because this is the surah which is full of عين. Okay, so that we can correct the letter عين with Surah الكافرون. Okay, now we will, alhamdulillah, I will show you now how we'll start reading from the Quran. Okay, Now, this is Surah Al-Kafirun. Okay, you can look with me here, because this is a very big one. Okay? This is a big one. You see? Now, Al-Kafirun, it is not here. Okay, this is the Quran, part of the Quran. Okay, this is, what is this word? I want you just to look to it, then I will write it on the board. Okay, you look it, you see it? Okay, now, this is... We start the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. I will not tell you what is this. I want you to read for me what is this word. Okay. Sister Fawzi. Yalla, go ahead. Letter by letter, what is this? What is this? عين. سكون. والسكون. Bu, do. So I tell you, when you feel that the word is long, divide it. So it is a plus a plus b plus d. So a a bu do a bu do a bu do a bu do a bu do. I will teach you also now a very easy way to read the Quran. When you have any word of the Quran and you notice there is a sukun above a letter, okay, divide the word here. Whenever there is a sukun above any letter in any word of the Quran, divide it. It will make you very easy to read it. So you will read this word, a-budu. A-budu. Okay? If you try to read it all one time, it will be difficult for you. But when you find the sukun, you tell to yourself, very good, I will divide here. So it will be a-budu. A-budu. So when you will read the surah, it will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For example, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ. This is what we have now. Look to me. No, no, don't look here. Look to me in the Quran. أعبد 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 أعبد. You see how many أعبد? This is three أعبد. Okay, in the same surah, in the same Subhanallah. Okay, now I will give you the fourth one, which we can read it from the same surah, which is this one. I want now one by one of you to read for me this one. I want to listen to the Ayn. I will tell you how I will read it. This is the one. This is, I want you to listen to me first. A-bidun. I want you to concentrate on the A. A-bidu. Not a bedu. Not a. 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 A bedu. Okay, one by one.
A bedu.
Very good.
A bedu.
A bedu.
MashaAllah.
A bedu.
A bedu.
A bedu. A bedu.
Excellent.
Abidu.
Okay.
Very good.
Abidu.
This is the one.
Abidu.
Abidu.
Excellent. Very good.
Abidu.
Excellent. طب الحمد لله ما شاء الله الرحمن الرحيم. So now, sister, let us get page number 34. Because we will have the vocabulary, okay? Now what I will do with you for the vocabulary, to make it easy for you, so that inshallah you will learn how to, now we will start learning how to read more easily, okay? Now when you will read a word like this one, the first one, sisters, is a, ba, da, a, ba, da. Okay, or abd, 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 abd. Okay, abd. Inni, when they tell you what is the most beloved name to Allah, it is Abdullah wa Abdul Rahman. Abdullah, the slave or the servant of Allah.
So the word abd, you know, is always used in Islam. Okay, so I want you to know how to pronounce abd. Not abd. Again, you pronounce the ain very good. Abd. Not abd. Again, abd. Why you again put the A? Abd.
Abd.
Yes, now better. Abd. Keep on 5 times.
Abd.
Not abd. 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 There is a sound. Not a. It is long. Abd. 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 Okay. What is the plural of abd? This is the second word. Who will read this one? Very good. You see? Ibadu. Ibadu. We are in number 2. Ibadu. Okay? Not Ibadu. Not Ibadu. 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 Yes. Or Ibadu. 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 In the Quran, Allah said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَعِبَادُ عِبَادُ عِبَادُ. Okay, again, عِبَادُ
عِبَادُ.
Very good. The third word is without short vowels, so I will write it for you, and I want you to tell me how we read it.
وعد.
وعد. Now again, let us divide it. What is this? First letter و. و. What is the second? ع. Again ع. ع. Not أ. Not أ. Try to know that when you pronounce the عين with the سكون. Pronounce it عين, not أ. When say وقت, this will be this one. This is وقت. Because واو, همزة دال, وقت. Okay, it is like this. But this is وعد. You see the difference? So I want you to know how to pronounce again. وعد. Try, inshallah, while we are reading it will come. But just to pronounce it. وعد. وعد. There is a sound coming. وعد. وعد. وعد.
وعد.
وعد.
وعد.
وعد. Okay, now we will move. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Abd, slave number 1. Number 2, Aibad.
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 Oh, yes, we can do it. Aibad.
Aibad.
Number 3, Wa'ad.
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 Escape number 4, wake up, escape it. Number 5, بعيد, escape it. Number 6, يدعو. Okay, we will have يدعو, but just keep on with me to put the numbers. Number 7, to do. Number 8, عذاب. Number 9, غيب. Number 10, يغفر. Number 11, غفور. Okay, what we will learn today? We will learn number 1, عبد. Okay, I want you to repeat it with me. عبد. عبد.
عبد.
عبد.
عبد.
عبد. عبد. Okay, yes. عباد.
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 وعد.
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 Number 6. يدعو.
يدعو.
Now I want you to learn this when you want to read the Arabic and you feel it is difficult, just divide the word. This is يا. دعو. What you will do? This is ya plus del plus ain plus waw. Okay? So how I want to read it now? I will say ya dعو. يدعو. Please? يدعو. يدعو. Okay? يدعو. يدعو. Now what did you notice? When I come at the dal, I divide. يدعو. This what I learn how to teach non-Arabic speaking the Arabic language. Whenever there is a sukun, divide. Okay, because to have one word complete is very not easy, you know, for the non-Arabic tongue. So whenever you find the sukun, alhamdulillah, yad'u. Yad'u. It will make it easy to pronounce the Arabic. Okay? Okay. Next one. Let us read the next one. This is ya. With the fatha, I will put you now the short of our dual. Ya, fa, sukun, ayn, fatha, lam, dhamma. So now I want to read this word. It is ya, fa, sukun. I take, you know, yaf, a'alu, yaf'alu, yaf'alu, yaf'alu. Okay, now I want you to read for me this word one by one. يفعلوا. Oh, sorry, you didn't have the lam yet. Oh, I am sorry, Malish. That's okay. Okay, let us move to the next one. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next one is عذابوا. عذابوا. Okay, this is عين فتحة ذال فتحة اوكي به ضمة عذابو عذابو. This is always in the Quran, the torment of the hellfire. عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. عذاب الجحيم. عذاب 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 عذاب. Now I want you to repeat it 5 times.
عذاب.
Not عذاب. And I will check one by one. عذاب عذاب. Again. Not ha.
عذاب.
Very good. All of us 5 times.
عذاب
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 عذاب. Keep on. Alhamdulillah.
Next.
Please look to number 10. I write the letter N like this so that when you read it. Feru. This is the ghin. You see? Sometimes you can read it like this. Forget about it. Okay? Cancel it. Because it will be. Just make it here. Ghe. Feru. Change it in your notebook. Please. Okay? Change it in your notebook. This is a different Arabic. No need to know it now. Forget about it. That's good. Yaghfiru. Now I want you to read. Yaghfiru is to forgive. Okay? Now we will read together. We will pronounce together. Yaghfiru. Now again. There are some rules I want you to know it. Okay? This is ya and this is sukun. When I this is sukun, I will divide. Okay? So it is yaghfiru. Yaghfiru. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الذُّنُوبَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah forgive the sins for whom He will. يَغْفِرُ. Okay, now I want you to pronounce with me يَغْفِرُ and then غَفُور and we'll finish inshallah. This is enough for today. For the sake of Allah, sisters, I want you to pronounce, to know the meaning of عبد and عباد and وعد and يدعو and عذاب and غيب. And now we will have Yaghfiru and Ghafur. This is the vocabulary of today. Because inshallah, next week we will have also another class from the week after. Inshallah, I will start to get for you the words from the Quran, inshallah. So I want you at least to have some meaning, you know, the vocabulary, to use the vocabulary, inshallah. Okay? So now we will read Yaghfiru, one by one. Yaghfiru. Okay.
Yaghfiru.
Very good. Yaghfiru. Okay. Yaghfiru. Yaghfiru.
Yaghfiru.
Okay, I want to come to you. I want to leave.
Yaghfiru.
Very good.
Yaghfiru.
Alhamdulillah. Yaghfiru.
Yaghfiru.
Very good.
Yaghfiru.
Yaghfiru.
غافور.
غافور.
I will read for you all the vocabulary which are in page 34 again. عبد.
عبد.
عباد.
عباد.
وعد.
وعد.
Then number 6, يدعو.
يدعو.
Number 8, عذاب.
عذاب.
Number 9, غيب.
غيب.
يغفر.
يغفر.
غفور.
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 غفور.